The truth is out there, thanks to a report from the Director of National Intelligence Office released to US Congress on June 25th. The report detailed 144 recorded events between 2004 and 2021 involving UFOs, or now UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. An astounding 143 remained unexplained. I asked Professor Jonty Horner from the University of Southern Queensland's Centre for Astrophysics exactly what we learned from the report and the obvious question of aliens.
What we really learned was that there are a lot of things that people are seeing that they don't know what they are. People aren't leaping to the assumption it's aliens. Everybody's looking at it and going, well, it's kind of what we expected. It's a lot of things that are blurry, fuzzy, hard to see. Because if you could see what they were, we'd identify them and they would not be UFOs, you know, essentially. And by making all this information public, it means that people can start working out what these things are. That's how science works. We find something we can't explain, and then we try and explain it. It could be an optical illusion. It could be an atmospheric phenomenon. There's all sorts of things it could be that are probably much more likely than alien spaceships.
Despite a lack of substantial answers, the belief within the science community is that there is some value there. Professor Horner goes on.
I'd like to think that this actually has a beneficial effect, because what it does is it gets people interested and excited. And the more engaged people are with science, the more supportive they are of it, which means that governments are more likely to continue the funding. It also means that people are more likely to pursue a career in that route and to get really into it. So I think anything like this, however strange it might seem to people, anything that inspires people and gets them interested and excited, those are very valuable things.
However, reception to the report varies, especially for sceptics. Jamie Leonarda, Vice President of UFO Research New South Wales, spoke of his experience as a child that shaped his perspective.
I had an experience in primary school. It was at lunchtime and there was an object that hovered for well over an hour over an adjacent football field to the school that I attended.
When it comes to the report, he believes eyewitness accounts from Defence Force personnel are at the very least a security threat and must be taken seriously.
We now have the Pentagon, the US Navy and the Intelligence Department stating on the record that anomalies exist that are beyond our understanding of technology. And that report, those meagre 6 pages, actually scream at us that there is something on that level. You know, when you've got crafts moving at an extraordinary speed, but there is no sonic boom, when they're stopping on a dime, all that stuff says to us there's no way that those vehicles could have human beings inside them. And the point of fact is we're looking at something that shows high intelligence and control and technology, but I am not willing, and neither are the members of UFO Research, willing to go on the record to state that this is alien.
He went on to stress that mental health can be a concern for those with similar experience, thanks in part to strong public opinion. Jamie Leonarda again.
If we're talking about some of the most exotic cases, which would be the abduction scenario, people speaking about actually being removed from their house late at night or in the midst of their sleep, show signs of things like post-traumatic stress disorder. The trouble, Jared, is there's so much noise attached to this really important signal. And a lot of that noise is pop culture exploiting the human interest in the phenomena, which has led to extensive ridicule. So husbands and wives that have had experiences mightn't be able to communicate with each other about it. And people remain incredibly sceptical. I think what this report has done has shown us that we need to put our scepticism aside, open our minds, and start to bring science on board. And if we do those three things, we may realise that we're in a much more mysterious and more profound world than we ever imagined.
While some believe in the extraterrestrial, others prefer a more logical explanation. Pointing to one common example, Professor Horner goes on.
When they see something they don't understand, they ask the question what it was, they talk about it and find out an answer. And a really good example at the minute, looking out to the west, is the planet Venus, which is beautiful in our evening skies. But if you're driving towards it, it just stays the same distance above the horizon, and your brain interprets that as Venus is moving away from you. If you turn left, it stays at the same point on the horizon, so it looks like it's taking this hard turn and is following you. And if you see something like that, ask people about it, discuss it, and hopefully you'll get an explanation.
It's a big, wide universe out there. But whatever it is you believe, the question remains, and the answers are in the skies.